in rail, we have a couple different classes of railroads. We do have first class railroads, which would be your Norfolk Southern, CSX, and they are the ones that are more involved in the labor discussions. I think primarily in Kentucky, we operate mostly in freight rail, which is second class rail, which is less affected than the first class. So I think as far as our workforce goes, we're not involved in that. Rail supplies about 4,200 jobs in Kentucky. And I'm not sure the exact percentage, but the majority of those are on freight rail. In Kentucky, we also see a lot of intermodal or multimodal cooperation between rail and river ports. So in Western Kentucky, for example, they have very active river ports where things will come in, commodities will come in by barge, and then their rail service is very important then to get into larger distribution centers. So in Kentucky, we see a lot of that where things will be barged in and then loaded on rail, which I think you'll see is really It's been a growing shipping method, but even more so because it's a much more environmentally friendly use of shipping and transportation. So, you know, I know with rivers, one barge is over 1,000 18-wheelers. So you're talking a massive amount of product to be able to ship without carbon emissions. And for rail, I think that you can go, I've read statistics that are on average, a ton of freight can be transported by rail about 500 miles on a gallon of fuel. So you're just talking huge differences of scale when it comes to shipping. And for Kentucky, you know, our location, centrally located in the United States, is a huge support for a growing transportation industry. We're key in logistics. So the freight rail primarily grew in Kentucky based on shipping coal from those barges. And with the decrease in coal, we're seeing real resiliency in the rail industry in Kentucky, where they have repurposed themselves, and they're shipping all different kinds of materials and commodities now. So it's a huge, freight rail is huge in our agriculture sector. There's a lot of different kinds of feed and fertilizer ingredients that are moved on river and rail. So we see the industries changing and what they're transporting. And I think you'll also see the necessity and the use, you know, the truckers are also having some workforce issues like we're seeing in rail, different, but there's still a workforce issue. So we actually have talked to a lot of companies in Kentucky who are looking to move from trucking to freight on rail to ship their products. We're seeing an increase, obviously, with EV battery plants. I think getting some of their materials to them, rail will be very important. So it's really a significant part of the greater whole that you need to function to have everything work efficiently. I think nationally, there's about, last statistic I read was about 20%. Of our freight in America travels rail. So it's certainly something that we're all going to notice, and it'll exacerbate the supply chain issues for sure if we can't get those labor issues under control. But primarily in Kentucky, we focus on freight rail.